Calculating. You are now entering the break. You are now entering the breaking point.
Welcome everybody back to the breaking point, week 94.
Thank God we are back.
We are back.
You might notice some differences.
Back and better than ever. My name is Matt Estelle.
I'm Connor Inskeep.
Connor Inskeep, our new host. So if you've listened to the radio station for the past 3 years on Thursday, you might have heard of a show called Breaking Point, which is the one that we're on right now. And so I was on the show last year. Ethan Sellers is my host. And now I'm the host, and Connor Inskeep is my co-host. So
I'm so hyped. This is like kind of a dream come true. Big legacy going on right now.
Yeah, very excited. 94 weeks of running. Pretty crazy. That's a long time. So we have a guest with us right now. If you want to introduce yourself.
Hey, what's up, guys? I'm Reagan Hune, and I'm also a member of WHJE in the sports department.
Awesome. What do you do in the sports department?
I'm basically sidelined for the varsity football games. I run my own podcast. It's called The Inspiration Station. And I usually just make just little things for anyone, really.
Awesome. So Inspiration Station can be found on WHJE.com along with all of our other fantastic student produced content, because once again, this is 91.3 The Edge, student run, student operated, greatest station in the city of Carmel, because it's the only station in the city of Carmel.
Facts.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys know, but there's a famous artist named Post Malone.
Love Austin Post.
So he got into a predicament yesterday, actually.
He did. So I'm a big Post Malone fan. This man, I don't want to say he changed my life, but big fan of him. So I was riding the bus home yesterday, because, you know, that's what I do as a junior. And and I'm just checking the news, because that's also what I do as a 16-year-old boy. Instead of normal things, I read the news. And so I read this, and I noticed Post Malone.
Some fan. Okay.
Post Malone.
Post Malone was on the news, and here's what happened to him. So Post Malone and Andrew Watt, which is apparently he's another musician. I don't really know who he is, but that's okay. They were both on board a Gulfstream airplane that successfully made an emergency landing after experiencing issues during takeoff. And so there were a few problems with this jet. First of all, the entire engine was like a little whack. Which probably isn't good for an airplane that can only hold, it's like a private airplane, which is only supposed to hold like 10 to 12 passengers, and then like the pilots, of course.
Oh.
Which, yeah. So it's not that big. And I saw pictures of what the wheels on this plane looked like. And if you have ever seen like a tire on the side of the road that looks like it's been there for like a couple of years, yeah, that's what these tires looked like. They were a train wreck. So I'm not even sure how they made it down, but they did. When did we first go to the moon?
We went to let me look it
look
up
that
real
up
quick.
Because it wasn't even that long ago, and if we're progressing that fast, and even like, okay, so like 2001, not many people had smartphones. I don't think anybody had a smartphone.
No. 1969.
So I think by 2069 we're going to be living somewhere in space. Or at least some people are.
The first smartphone. Okay, this is kind of weird. First commercially available device that could be properly referred to as a smartphone began as a prototype called Angler, developed by Frank Canova in 1992. So that's the first, like, smartphone. Quotes. You can't see me, but I'm doing air quotes.
Mm-hmm.
Smartphone. Now, when the first iPhone came out, let me look that up.
All right. So it's been 26 years since the first smartphone dropped. And we've already made so many innovations that you can pretty much do anything with your smartphone.
It's been 11 years since the first iPhone came out. So 2007 was when the first iPhone came out.
Okay.
So we've made a lot of progress. You know, we have like facial recognition and Hey Siri, which is kind of cool. You like,
yeah,
say Hey Siri and they recognize your voice and picks up stuff like that. And of course, like Android. So it's talking about space. We love talking about space. NASA issued an alert that a potentially hazardous asteroid is on a close approach to Earth. However, it's nothing really to be alarmed about. The asteroid is expected to zoom past the planet 3 million miles away.
Hold on. NASA, girl, what are you doing?
Yeah, NASA thinks that 3 million miles is closer than it is.
Maybe it's like potentially, like they have really like low, potentially.
Yeah, maybe it was, well, asteroids are also, like, it's possible for them to, like, deviate from their course, so, like, maybe that's what it is. But this makes me think of, I saw a thing that was, like, people really, no one really knows, or people don't really realize the difference between a million and a billion. A million seconds is a couple days, and a billion is, like, 31 years.
Shoot.
So, like, that makes me think, I don't know, like, space is different. Space is bigger and
stuff like
that.
It's all in perspective.
It's all in perspective, but, like, being able to put that into perspective makes this seem, like, pretty far away.
Yeah.
I don't know. A couple million miles, 3 million versus, like, 1 mile, 5,280 feet, something like that. So that times 3 million, like that's a far away distance.
Yeah.
This enormous space rock, this asteroid, it's called 2016 NF23. It's estimated between 230 and 525 feet in diameter.
Which is kind of a far estimate.
Yeah.
That's an entire football field.
Very big difference in how big that the asteroid is too. So I feel like asteroid or NASA needs to figure out, you know, ranges.
I don't care what size it is. If it's coming in like it says at 20,000 miles per hour, then I don't really care what it is. I feel like
I don't know if we're gonna see it. It's gonna come past August 29th, like you said, approximately 20,000 miles per hour, 9.04 kilometers per second, or 9,000. Wait. Yeah, 9.04 kilometers per second. So very, very quickly, kind of big. I feel like it's not, I guess it is kind of big for a asteroid. I don't know how big asteroids get. But at 230 feet, it would be slightly smaller than a Boeing 747. So if you put that into perspective, Boeing 747 is like one of the most common planes you'll fly on as a commercial plane. So it could either be the size of an airplane, or if it's at 525 feet, it would be taller than the Pyramid of Giza, which is approximately 455 feet high. So it's either the size of an airplane or the size of a pyramid.
You wanted to hear a scary fact that I just found out.
What?
So the largest known asteroid was actually 587 miles, like, in diameter.
What's its name? Does it have a name?
I don't know, but it's 4 Vesta.
Oh, wait.
Is
in diameter?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought you were going to say
no, it's
distance.
Not like, no. No, that's like the size of it.
That's
it's
crazy.
Also, so it's located in an asteroid belt between Mars and Jupiter. So it's closer to the sun.
Yeah.
So I don't think wait, hold on. My very educated mother just, yeah, so it's like 2 planets away.
Yeah, we got a good distance between it. Wait, isn't the first M Mercury?
Yeah. So,
Mercury.
No, my Mercury, very Venus, Earth, Mars, Jupiter.
Gotcha. Yeah, so it's a couple planets away.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, but this 3 million miles, I feel like that's probably really close. That's probably like worth saying it's a hazardous asteroid. But I don't know anything.
Kind of scares
I don't know.
Me.
Yeah, kind of spooky. Scary stuff. So, there was really big news this week. Very, very unfortunate, very sad.
It's sad.
Aretha Franklin, Queen of Soul, passed away.
R.I.P.
Yeah, very sad. We are, first off, we're ending off the show a little bit early, about 15 minutes early, because we have a soccer broadcast going on. Boys Varsity is playing tonight. So if you want to listen to that broadcast, 7 o'clock is when it starts. Be sure to tune in 91.3 WHJE FM. Or if you want to listen to it online, you're on the go, you're in your house, whae.com/listen-live, and you can check it out there. So be sure to tune in and support our boys who are broadcasting. We also have Twitter updates at whae_radio, so be sure to check that out. But back to that. Rest in peace, Aretha Franklin. And as a tribute, we're going to play one of her most popular songs. I can't remember.
Number four. Rolling Stone's top 500 songs. Of all time.
Yeah, everybody knows it. It's a great song, and it says a lot. You know, it means a lot to a lot of people. So once again, this has been Breaking Point Week 94. I'm your host, Matt Estelle. This has been Connor Inskeep as well.
It's been a great time. Tune in next week for Week 95.
Yeah, Week 95. Tune in Thursday,
5:30 to 7.
5:30 to 7. Be sure to tune in. Once again, RESPECT, respect Aretha Franklin. Rest in peace. You've been listening to Breaking Point on 91.3 WHJE.